This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and over the last couple of weeks there have been a few shark sightings around the Spencer Gulf. The Whyalla Jetty, the brand new jetty, had a shark spotted around there. In Port Augusta on Thursday night or Thursday afternoon, saw a 3-metre shark around that area as well. I'm joined this morning by Anton Covino, the person who runs Shark Alert, Shark Watch South Australia. How are you this morning, Anton?
Very well, and yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks, and a little bit nervous, though. There's more sharks popping up around the Spencer Gulf. Is this the time of year that sharks normally start surfacing around areas?
It's funny you mention that, mate. Actually, I would say more so it's the time of the year when more people are out and about on the water and actually able to sight these beautiful creatures of the deep. Pretty much around, obviously, October, the weather starts getting better, and a lot of people probably heading out and about because of the COVID lockdown and deciding to head out and explore beautiful South Australia and get out on the beautiful waters of the Spencer Gulf. So, look, the sharks have always been there. They're there, I would say, most seasons of the year, but definitely October's the time of the year when everyone hits the water and, yeah, we're able to see some of these beautiful white pointers that can also be quite scary, mate, and quite big.
All right, so it's not so much the sharks are coming out of hibernation, but more the people coming out of hibernation after winter, and just we see more sharks because we're out there with the sharks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one observation that I've noted in over the past 6 years that certainly places around Port Augusta and Whyalla, right up into Blanche Harbour, and even up right up to the yacht club, we get sightings of white sharks, and quite frequently throughout even the winter period, there has been the odd sighting, and definitely around the Whyalla area, there are always sightings made by locals around and about in the water. So yeah,
and
your question.
And so on Thursday, there was quite a large shark spotted in Port Augusta, about 3 metres. Do we know what kind of shark that was?
No. So it was actually reported by the Coast Guard. A special shout out to them. Appreciate the Coast Guard getting on board. They actually put up a drone, from what I've been told, and the drone spotted the shark, which is a great initiative for spotting sharks, mind you, in a whole other range of beach safety measures. But they were unable to determine what sort of species it was. I gathered that it was due to the fact that on the day that they saw the shark, it was overcast, and depends if the shark's at the surface is obviously a better vantage point of it. So, yeah, that was 3 metres. It was just a bit further down from the yacht club, so it was right up the top of the Spencer Gulf there, which is great to see. But, yeah, it was unable to be confirmed, to answer your question.
Mm. And I guess just for people who probably aren't too comfortable around sharks or don't know too much about sharks, I guess what should people do if they do spot a shark?
Well, if they spot a shark, look, I don't really have the qualification to give off any sort of ample advice or sound advice that people should follow, but the word is that you always keep your eyes on the shark and definitely don't thrash and splash around in fear. That'll more or less attract the shark as you would look like almost like a wounded prey. The best thing is to stay as still as you can be while slowly exiting the water. Always keep your eyes on the shark. Maintain that eye contact because I do believe that sharks attack more or less, we'll change that word around, attack. They more or less go for an expiratory bite when person at their most vulnerable, and that is when they're facing away from the shark. So slowly exit the water. Let Shark Watch know right away. Call our hotline at 0414 92 5556, and also get on the Shark Watch social media channels and just let us know, send us a message, and also let the locals in the area know. And if the shark is close to where there are swimmers, then contact Safepol, and I'm sure they'll get onto it.
No worries. Well, Anton, thank you so much for chatting this morning.
Thanks so much, mate. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
That's Anton Covino with Shark Watch South Australia on your Classic It's Breakfast.